Number three sandwich is the compliment sandwich. It's where I say something nice about you.
That's so fucking funny, man.
I was going to see how metaphysical any of us would get with sandwiches, and I was surprised that it was Matt.
And then I give you something to work on, and then I finish with a compliment.
That's some corporate shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with the full crew, Skylar, Tam, and Andy.
Woo!
Hey, guys, it's National Podcast Day.
Is it really?
You guys know that?
No, I didn't.
I know that, and now I'm telling you.
Wow.
Nice.
That's real neato.
I know a couple weeks ago it was National Security Guard Week.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
And you guys didn't get me a goddamn thing, so...
That's your fault.
Fuck you.
Well, tomorrow is... It's a National Mat Day, so.
Wait, with two T's, one T? Is this like doormats?
It's both.
Dinner mats?
It's both. Two T's, one T. It's for the people and for the objects.
My day is 6 months from then.
Right. Got it. Exactly. Yeah. So
the Nega Mat.
So if you
<That's>
could,
<me.
laughs> I could really use a new graphics card.
I'll need that GTX 1200.
Yeah. I need a motherboard. And a CPU, maybe a case.
Isn't that the whole computer? Like, I don't know much about computers, but I think you listed every part that I know about a computer.
Well, I have...
You can download RAM now these days, so you don't need it.
Yeah. No, I got the RAM. I got the power supply. I got my peripherals and monitors. And
how much of a computer do you think you could download, like 3D print-wise?
The case.
The case? You don't think you could build... You could print out, like... The network for a card and then, you know, wire it in?
No, because cards use nanometer technology.
Beans.
It sounds really nerdy.
I mean, the motherboard, see, the thing with the motherboard is I don't necessarily need a motherboard because, I mean, it works fine.
But if you need
that. But if I want a new CPU, I'm going to need a new motherboard.
That's makes sense.
Shittiest thing. So, if you want to replace any of the, like, main guts, you're like... I've got to do the fucking rest of it.
Because it's a proprietary motherboard for Lenovo. And trust me, I've dealt with Lenovo in the past. And they're like...
That's the Panera computer.
That's the Panera computer.
I forgot about that.
I
jacked that out of the attic of the Oakview Panera.
Yeah. So this computer came, you know, decently beefy to begin with.
Yeah.
It was surprisingly good. And then, like, I put a new power supply. And
Wait, you stole that computer?
Yeah. I one time was going through.
Hey, I was trying to retain plausible deniability.
Oh, I don't care. It's Pat.
You just handed me a computer, and I was like, "All right."
Well, yeah, yeah.
That's like when Tam handed me this mixer.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Anyways, this computer had been sitting in Panera's attic for I want to say like 2 years, and it full box, everything in there. And so one day, I was just like, hey, I'm going to take this. And nobody said anything. I may have just said it to myself, but nobody said anything.
You just quietly whispered it to like one shoulder, like, hey, I'm going to take this.
And
anybody hear? Yep. Okay. Everyone's okay with it.
And I took it home. That's also how I got a solid state drive, was I found another computer up there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Andy gifted me this computer that he purchased legally himself.
I built it.
And
the American picker,
yeah.
Andy Myers.
And you know, I put new stuff in it.
You know what? You know how we should refer to this, because I feel a little pigeonholed by how people refer to just dogs as rescues because they're taken out of bad situations.
Yeah.
I think you rescued that computer.
Oh, I definitely did. It was just going to sit up there, I'm pretty sure, until that Oakview Panera.
So that computer's a rescue.
You know what? It is a rescue. It's a little bit of a damage rescue because the door to the computer stuck shut. So that's why it's kind of pried open.
Nice.
That's why I really need a new case.
All right.
Plus, it doesn't have a clear window. How are you going to see all the cool guts?
Yeah, right? It doesn't have one LED strip on it.
There's not a single LED on this damn thing.
No?
I mean, I guess there's one for the drive activity, okay. But that's on every computer, basically.
Yeah.
It blinks to let you know it's on.
Oh, hey, y'all.
But it doesn't have, I mean, there's no, like, rainbow lights on it.
There's no pulsing LED strips.
My ex-boyfriend used to blink when he let me know he was on.
Bing.
But a bing. There's no blue lights, which makes it run cooler.
Yeah. Red lights make it go faster, though. Right. So you have to really pick.
And green lights are very environmentally friendly.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's best to balance all of them.
And this computer, I just kept shoving hard drives in.
Oh, you know what? Hey, Matt, cover your ears real quick. We're going to get Matt a custom Bowsette case. That's going to be great. Okay.
I really did cover my ears. I didn't hear a damn thing he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when you listen back to this, get ready for a surprise spoil.
I just heard like, hey, we're going to get...
we all know Matt's not going to listen back to this.
No.
There's not an obvious place to edit. He's just like, front, back, send it.
No, there are plenty of times where I do listen back to the podcast and laugh at my own jokes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I used to do that, and then I stopped being funny on the podcast. So
I could just picture Matt just alone in his room, just like headphones in, camera pointed at him. I'm funny.
or just immense silence, and then the biggest laugh possible. Like,
a big, big hearty laugh. Oh,
Matthew.
I actually usually, I just sit there and then like when someone else like tease me up for a joke, I say it like IRL and then I say it on the podcast. I'm like, oh.
I've definitely been there too. I was like, ha ha ha. Like I go back and listen to an episode I haven't, like we recorded months ago. Like yeah. back before Skylar came back.
Yeah.
It would randomly come up on my sub feed. I'm just like. Yeah.
That was one of the big reasons why I stopped listening to the podcast when I was stuck in the Shadow Realm is because I kept hearing parts where I could like jump in and make a joke and I'm like, no one pounced on it. Fuck. Fuck.
Or sometimes when I listen back, I come up with a better joke and then I get tempted and to call all the guys. Guys, come back.
Come back.
Yeah, edit it in. Yeah. And it just sounds completely different. Like
it's made with just like a shitty USB mic.
Yeah, I didn't want to pull out the mixer for this one, so I just used my headset mic that I use for PUBG.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your PlayStation Eye.
It's got such a rich sound quality. Guys, it's got four microphones on it.
It's been a while since all four of us have been here. I want to let you a little into my life a bit. So today's the last day I'm going to be at my apartment. I've officially moved back in with my parents.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Hey.
Thank you.
Roommates are cool.
Yeah, and that's the reason I moved back in with my parents, because my roommates are getting still have 3 months on their lease before we go all moving together. So I didn't have a spot for 3 months. So I was like, hey, parents, can I hang out here and not pay rent for 3 months? They're like, yeah, stay forever. I love you.
That's how good parents are.
Yeah.
I have a question, but I'm pretty sure I already know the answer.
Yeah, totally.
Is this going to damper your masturbation?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I'm actually in the bedroom right below theirs.
And you're going to hear a bang.
Mm-hmm. Straight up, I've never heard my parents bang. Ever. Ever. So to the point where I thought they didn't do it. And my dad was like made a joke about it. And I was like, you guys don't do that. And he goes, no, we definitely do. And I'm like, mom? And she's like, yeah, we have sexual intercourse, Tamron.
Like, not like 9 times a week.
And they're like, you've never heard us?
That.
And I'm like, no. And my sister's like, I have. And I'm like, no. I don't.
Gross.
Grody.
Your mom enjoys the raw dogging.
I'm surprised you haven't heard us. We go fucking ham.
In your room.
You're a real heavy sleeper, son.
Let me get you a napkin for that face.
it's over.
My back really well.
Yeah, especially when we power up the violator. It's just got the gas motor on it.
We basically took a weed whip and put a dildo on it.
It is. A weapon to surpass Metal Gear.
Oh my god. That's Jason Bourne.
In addition to that, I have finished my 2 weeks of training at my new job. I'm a teller now.
Centris Credit Union.
Tell us about it.
Oh, I will.
Do you judge people's money?
I do. I'm not allowed to take broken money. Whatever that means.
Like ripped?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. OP money?
We call it mutilated money. Fucked up.
Mute muns.
But no, this job is really chill. It's almost like a fast food restaurant where the people who come in want to see you.
Nice.
Like it's so fucking chill. It's totally dead when it's dead. There's no like extra work you have to do. And then people will come into the drive thru, they'll talk to you for 2 seconds, they get their shit, and then they leave.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's not like there's a bunch of expectations. And if any time that like they needed to go a step further than just like, hey, are you gonna deposit or withdraw from your account? I'm just like, somebody in the back will see you. See ya. Bounce. I can't do that. Leave.
I'm going to give you a loan.
I can't.
through the door.
I can't do it. Go talk to somebody else. Neat. There's so much of my job that I just like hand off to somebody else.
Delegate. That's management material.
You're really like the quarterback of that whole operation.
So
you
I
give
was,
the ball to other people.
Yeah. I was talking to
like
a
the worst bomb diffuser.
Greg, take this.
Why do I always have to do it? You always do this.
You know I'm colorblind.
Why are you doing this?
Hey man, hot potato.
Hot potato.
You close the door and lock him in.
I was talking to one of the like, she's like, I don't know, third in charge of the company. She's walking up the stairs and
she's single.
I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't see a ring, if that means anything.
I didn't ask. Probably a good move.
Like, hey, what's
hey
girl.
You're new. What's your position again? Are you single? Are you hitting on me? But I was like, I'm just going to be a teller. She goes, just a teller? You're the first line of defense. You're the new face of the company. And so anytime the rest of training, whenever somebody would ask me, so what are you doing? I'm the face of Centris. I'm the first line of defense.
And then they go, ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That's rough. But what are you going to do, though? Because
I hope Centris has a good personality. I'm sorry, Tam. I love you.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm a rock star there. I'm so funny. I'm the funniest fucking person there. It's sick.
Oh, man. Hey, do they have any openings?
They probably, yeah, I bet, honestly.
Nice. I'll.
I don't think
I'll,
they do it at my branch, but maybe at a branch close to you.
Double goof up.
A branch in the Navy.
No, you're going to the Air Force next, buddy. I've already got the paperwork in my car.
Let's all work there and try and be the funniest person there.
In the Air Force or the Centris Bank?
Centris, not the Air Force.
Oh, I was like, in the Air Force? I bet it'll be easy.
Could you imagine us all in planes, like, trying to podcast with each other?
Skyler, stop saying over. Over.
Yeah, Tower, this is Whiplash. Are you getting the good audio? We're going to do a sound test real quick.
Double goofer.
Cue that soundboard up.
That's like Whiplash. I installed a sound booth in my, yeah. my jet.
Hey, Maverick, we're going to need you to eject. I can't. I replaced the button with a sound effect.
All right, I'll try to eject now.
All right, get out of there.
Oh, no. Not like this. That's the most baffling character in The Matrix for me. Is
Go on.
Random blonde lady who you know nothing about who just has a very impactful death for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Not like this. No one knows her fucking name.
Cypher?
I don't know. Maybe.
You would, out of you anybody, would. Know that you fucking
really,
name.
I really do enjoy The Matrix
You fucking
series.
Dork. Just not Jesus Christ.
Hey, you could say any fucking cyber name, and I'd be, sure, yeah, that sounds right. But she just stops, barrels a camera, not like this. And then dies, and we know nothing about her. And who gives a shit?
She didn't think it'd be like it is, but it do.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's get to our main event. Sandwiches.
Are we going to do that now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Was that going to be the third topic? We're going to finish the podcast with riveting sandwich
talk? No, we were absolutely not going to finish the podcast with sandwich talk. Oh, I want people to come back next week.
Switch? See, there you go. Andy didn't know it. He's not that big of a nerd.
Who the fuck was Cypher?
Fucking nerd.
All right. Well,
Cypher was the bad guy.
Of course it was.
All right, everyone quiet. I need to play a drop.
This is the segment this podcast needs, but not the one it deserves. This is a conversation with Three Hit Combo and Batman. Hey everybody, I came out of the shadows. I'm Batman. Let me tell you about my favorite sandwiches.
Batman. I'm glad you can make it. I'm so sorry that Tam left right when you showed up.
Yeah, it's really inconvenient that happens.
He's a huge fan.
Yeah, he keeps sending me emails of his dog.
Batman, what do you think about your penis being in the comic book now?
It's a little undersized, but I appreciate the effort.
Alright, so let's get to sandwiches. Who wants to kick this off?
Who wants to start off with their fifth of their top five sandwiches?
Okay, I actually want to talk about the criteria of the sandwich.
Okay. Yeah,
that matters to me.
I can't believe we're doing the segment. Go ahead.
So, for a sandwich, I feel like the bread matters. So, it has to be on like flat white bread. Or not even white bread. It has to be on flat bread. Whoa. It can't be on like a hamburger bun, right? Right,
because
if so, we're gonna get some mixed opinions from Tam over here about some really good sandwiches with air quotes.
Hold on,
I'm down if that's how we wanna rank things. But just understand if we let hamburger buns into our sandwich discussion, I'm afraid it's gonna be a little muddled.
I mean, I've made like a turkey sandwich on a hamburger bun before,
and I've had hamburgers on white bread before. Like I've done that, but I also just don't want to make our sandwich list. I feel like a sandwich is something you can put inside of white bread and not feel white trash.
Oh shit!
But I'm pretty sure a hamburger is a sandwich.
Wikipedia.
Okay.
Is hamburger is a sandwich consisting of one or more cooked patties of ground beef. Or ground meat, usually beef, placed inside a sliced bread roll or bun. Wikipedia calls it a sandwich.
So as long as us, our own judge, jury, and executioners on Three Hit Combo podcast, whatever the fuck this is called.
I don't quite care for the podcast. I don't listen.
Not a fan. As long as we're down for hamburgers being sandwiches, I'm in.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So here's what I would like to do, gang. I would like to make a whole sandwich of this bit and start out and then finish with my worst sandwiches. So okay. I'm going to kick it off with my top five, and we'll do this BuzzFeed style, 5-1.
Okay.
Okay, so number five for me, nice Cubano. I don't know if anyone's been into that.
Yeah, I've been to Cuba.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a Cuban.
But yeah, Cuban sandwiches, they're great. They're flat like fucking paper. I love them. BLT, it's a classic. That's going to be number four for me.
Fuck yes. Mm-hmm.
It's easy. You can whip it out like no problem. Like, oh, I'm a little hungover. I don't really want to make a whole meal. BLT, I got the components. I'm going to do it. Third, turkey and Swiss, another classic. I love turkey. I love Swiss cheese. Not a big ham fan, you'll learn about me.
Huh.
Yeah. Which is weird because ham's primarily on Cubans, but it's kind of the preparation's different for me.
It's the exception of the rule.
Number two is bagel, egg, and cheese sandwich. Pretty much any breakfast sandwich that involves a bagel, I'm right on board.
Yeah.
I love it.
The Jewiest sandwich possible.
And then number one for me is a nice Reuben. I love it. It's super good. I like the Thousand Island dressing. I like the marble rye. It's just an overall, I've never really been disappointed with a Reuben. I have been disappointed by how well a Reuben was given to me, but like, oh, this isn't a very good Reuben, but a Reuben is still a good sandwich, you know? Who wants to go next?
Let's just go around. How about Tam?
All right. So number five is kind of a big category for me. It's anything with the word salad in it. So I don't like egg salad sandwiches. I don't like chicken salad sandwiches. I don't like tuna salad sandwiches. If you gotta put a the word salad in the bread, I'm not into it. Conversely, I love lettuce and spinach on salads. That's fine. I guess like number four would be like peanut butter and jelly. It's pretty low. It's pretty low on the list, but I don't particularly care for peanut butter. If we wanted to go 3.5, you just take the peanut butter out and I just have a jelly sandwich.
Okay.
But that's really fucking gross.
I mean, we were talking about like what could and couldn't be a white trash sandwich. Right. Like.
And that's it. Number three, I also have the BLT. It's just a little higher than Skyler's, but you know, I'm a big fan. Number two is gonna have to be, have you guys ever had the sweet onion chicken teriyaki from Subway?
Yes.
I fucking love chicken sandwiches. I love them. They're so good.
But not chicken salad sandwiches.
No, not chicken salad sandwiches. There's just too much shit going on there. Yeah.
Especially when people put like grapes and walnuts in there.
Oh, that fucking ruins chicken salad, man.
Yeah.
Ew. I don't
know. Fuck you, Panera. You ruined chicken salad.
Their original one when I first got hired was bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Found the issue sitting in the corner. and then my number one, buffalo chicken sandwich. I love me some buffalo chicken. It's like it's like eating chicken wings, but you don't, your hands don't get all messy. It's so sick. It's so cool.
All right. So my number five was egg salad sandwich, only because it's more of a nostalgia thing for me. Like,
okay.
My grandma used to mad make some bomb egg salad sandwiches, so that's why I enjoy them.
So, groovy.
Yeah.
She still makes them for me.
Dab on it.
She's dead.
All the harder.
She's still.
Turns out Mad is a member of a necromantic order. Sandwich
cool.
Based.
Well, send her my way. I miss those sandwiches.
And speaking of which, my grandma just turned like 95 on Sunday.
She
Saturday.
Still kick your ass.
No, she's had cancer 4 times.
So she's a survivor.
Hey, she's kicked cancer's ass, which is
yeah,
notoriously
but she's old,
hard to beat.
She's old and frail. I'd put her
yeah,
in the
you
ground.
Yeah, you think you're tougher than you think
I
you're
ground to pound that bitch.
You think you're tougher than cancer, Matt?
Huh? Yeah, I do. And I'm calling out cancer right now on the podcast. Next week, Matt versus cancer. Bare knuckle boxing.
Guys, I lost. It got both my testicles.
Oh, beans.
Guys, I bit off more than I could chew.
Oh, crumbs. Oh, dang it. Oh, dang it. He got me. He got me good, fellas.
Oh, no, the cancer. I'm sorry, Mr. Cancer. I won't do it again.
He said next time if I challenge him, he'd go for my butt. number four. This is more of a like specific one, but Panera's Sierra Turkey sandwich.
We specifically put out the rule that no specific sandwiches.
Yeah, no
care.
Sandwiches from places.
I don't
Andy
care.
Wasn't here because he was battling butt cancer.
But you told him over text and I told him over PUBG.
Yeah.
I know, but
like
I fucking...
I was a little apprehensive about Tam bringing up the teriyaki chicken sandwich, but he did say most chicken sandwiches he's a fan of. He elaborated and
all
expanded
right.
on
so
it.
So let me... A Chipotle turkey sandwich.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Chipotle
mayo sandwich.
Chipolote.
Turkey sandwich. I enjoy those. Number three would probably be Cubans. I'm also on the Cuban train. I think those are fantastic sandwiches.
Mark's a good guy.
I just love them.
Close
you
to your mic there.
I'm trying to. The mic stand keeps moving on me.
Oh, you got my mic stand.
Yeah.
So. It's a dynamic mic stand.
It's got a
static.
Little ED.
Oh, that's a little better. Thank you. So I call this the WTF sandwich, whatever's in the fridge sandwich, yeah. Where
ooh,
you just take
I dig
bread
it.
And just whatever the fuck you have in your fridge, as long as there's some meat.
What if you only have bread?
Then that's your
bread,
that's
a bread
that's
sandwich.
Your,
toast
that's your
sandwich.
WTF
sandwich. You just got to have three slices so that you have one
you
in
have
the middle.
You have two slices regular bread and a toast in the middle.
Oh.
That sounds hype. Or
actually,
or reverse it.
Or reverse it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Put
so
that thing down, flip
middle.
It,
yeah.
And reverse it.
I actually would prefer the soft outside with the crunchy middle.
Point,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there was a whole Dr. Seuss book about this.
And then my
that's
number
we put
one
our toast
is
on.
Is also
butter.
A Reuben.
Butter.
Reuben,
yeah.
Number one.
I really like Reuben sandwiches. I'll get a Reuben. If I go to a place that serves Reubens, I will more than likely get that Reuben.
Oh, because you're living in my neighborhood? Guys, cover your ears. Bar Shen has great Reubens.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's right on the end of the strip.
I've been to the beer garden.
Yeah, they have amazing food. The Reuben is out of this world.
All right, cool. I'll try that next time.
Maybe invite me out, too. Huh?
What world's it from?
For being an asshole.
Where is it from? What world is it from? You said it's out of this world.
Venus.
Oh, shit.
It's a Venus.
Girly-ass sandwich.
It's a Venusian Reuben.
Venusian Reuben. But yeah, every ingredient of the Reuben, I enjoy thoroughly. Not separately. I don't like sauerkraut separately.
Then I'm already out. I didn't know what a Reuben was.
Swiss cheese separately, but throw them all together. I love them.
Yeah, you get like some corned beef, sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, Thousand Island dressing, and some rye bread.
That sounds all totally chill except for the sauerkraut.
It's so, like Andy was saying, sauerkraut, I'm not actually a huge fan of either, but the way it interacts with the rest of the flavors.
Yeah, it's great.
It makes it a different animal.
Really?
Yeah, it's a cool combination.
So, like, here's what I would do if we ever. I'd never order a Reuben, but if you ever wanted to, like, give me a bite, that might change my mind. You know? Yeah, that's how I feel. That's cool. That's how I feel.
All right, fair enough.
I'm too apprehensive of the fucking sauerkraut.
Just be a man and order your own goddamn Reuben. Why do you gotta eat mine?
Well, just trade bites.
All right,
I don't want any of your shitty fucking jelly sandwich.
You guys should start at each end of a sandwich and then kiss in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
The messiest.
You know, fuck it. We'll take care of the sandwich. Get that shit out of here. We'll just make out. I'm down. Why is this not making out right now?
Oh, no. Everything fell out.
okay, so my number five. I'm kind of the opposite of Tam here. I don't like jelly that much. But unlike a jelly sandwich, a peanut butter sandwich is socially acceptable.
Yeah, like a grilled peanut butter.
Yeah, that's actually really random. Like those two ingredients together are okay. Peanut butter is socially acceptable, but if you have a fucking jelly sandwich, you're a weird ass person.
Yeah, well, could argue that you make an open face jelly sandwich. I'll get an open face. Give me a sec. All right, continue on with your list.
Isn't this just like a piece of bread with jelly on it?
Yeah, it's toast.
Okay. Peanut butter sandwich is also known as the I got places to be sandwich.
Yeah.
It's the sandwich where oh shit, I got to leave the house in 10 minutes. What am I going to make? And then that's how you put peanut butter on a sandwich.
Is that sound?
That's pretty accurate.
Something wrong with your peanut butter. Also, you know,
it's all natural.
If
I didn't mix it up.
Slap those onto some Eggos. That's breakfast then.
Yeah. And if you put the two Eggos together like that, if you're really hankering.
Yeah, a little Eggo peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, that's a breakfast
sandwich.
It's another
great breakfast sandwich. I'm still going to stick with my bagel if I can.
Yeah.
But it's great.
Number two, I actually made an executive decision. Number four, sorry. The second one I'm bringing up, but my number four sandwich.
Sure.
Second least favorite of the favorites.
The hamburger.
Wow.
Really? I don't fuck with hamburgers.
I'm a hamburger fan.
Honestly, hamburger wasn't even on my list because it's like at zero. Like if I can get if I can get a solid hamburger, I'll eat a fucking hamburger.
It's
zero. It's better than the other sandwiches.
Nine times out of ten, if I can go to a restaurant, I'll go to a Red Robin. I'll go to a Cheeseburger in Paradise.
They closed.
Cheeseburger in Paradise closed?
Yeah, like last week.
I'm going to blow my fucking brains out. You're shitting me.
I'm not shitting you. I'll find the Omaha article.
You know, that,
I used to work there.
I know. You also used to work at Red Robin.
That reminds me of the South Park episode where they came up with Cure Burger in Paradise for cancer.
That's... Fuck you, cancer.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'm really particular about burgers. Like, I'll handle a burger if it's available, but if cheese isn't involved, I'm probably going to shoot for something else.
You've seen, I don't really like cheese that much.
Yeah. So my body doesn't like cheese that much, but my body can go fuck itself.
Damn
I like
right.
cheese.
So
like,
right. Your body and cancer, fuck them, right?
So, like, if I get a hamburger...
A burger?
Yeah, a hamburger. it's definitely patty, lettuce, tomato, onion.
Yeah.
Wow. And how do you like your meat?
And if I could spring for it, doesn't matter for that much for ground beef. I like it pink in the middle.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
A warm pink center.
Like a little like medium rare
like
or
a vagina.
More medium for ground beef. I feel like medium rare is my steak preference.
Rare is my steak preference.
I can't do rare.
Man, I could do a whole segment on steak.
Just a little too rare comes out just a little too cool for me.
Okay.
Like that center needs to be pretty fucking hot for me.
See, and I'm the exact opposite. I don't like my meats hot. I like them. I eat my burgers rare. When I go to an order a burger, I'm just like, I need you to make this as rare as legally possible.
there's something about ground beef.
One time I got it blue. That was a mistake.
Shit. Yeah. I forgot about blue.
It was fucking rough, dude.
That's how we order steaks, black and blue. They just like turn the grill up as high as possible and they done.
Yeah.
Then they throw it off the grill as quick as possible because they don't want it to cook at all.
My friend Austin got one of those from IHOP.
You don't fuck with that.
And he didn't finish it, and they asked for a. He was like, "Hey, do you want a box?" And Stefan goes, "Just give him a leash."
So the thing with burgers though is I've always like really appreciated them. The less nice they look when it's like a greasy fucking slop of meat with like toppings, and it's just barely holding itself into burger form. I love those burgers.
When you need a skewer through it just to hold its integrity until you get like halfway through it.
Yeah, if it's like a perfect puck, the closer it gets to that, I hate it.
God damn, I want to go. Have you guys been to Sinful Burger?
No.
I've heard of it.
It's I know it's close to the...
You just made it up. You don't even know
where it
is.
No, I didn't.
You just made it up.
Where is it, Tam? Where is it, Tam?
Yeah, where is it at, Tam?
I've only been twice.
Was there a bag over your head both times?
Yeah. I'm just really bad at directions.
It's going off the smell.
Just really bad at directions.
It smelled like 36.
They only have 7 burgers, each named after the 7 deadly sins. And the burger that I got was...
It's in Bellevue.
Thank you. Was the gluttony. And holy fuck, was this a big fuck-off burger?
I'm sure it was.
was it one of those ones where they challenge you? Like, how quick can you eat
they
this?
They definitely had a challenge burger there, but I don't think the gluttony was it. I want to say it was like a, here's an 85-pound burger.
There is a place in Des Moines called Zombie Burger that's like supposed to be like nation-renowned.
Yeah?
Good. It's been on that Divers.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yes, Guy Fieri's trip to Flavortown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's been on it twice or something, but they have like Resident Evil. It's all like movie or video game themed burgers, and they have like a Resident Evil burger and stuff.
Hey, has anyone pieced together that Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar are like the only humans? Like what keeps them from going buck? Like, is all food sentient? Do they eat people? Do they eat the inhabitants of McDonaldland?
I was just thinking of...
Anyway, Matt, go on with your list.
I was just fucking thinking of like a new food show for Guy Fieri called Guy Fieri's Big Fuck Off Food Palooza.
Food Palooza? I love it.
It's semicolon subtitle. Come watch it, you big fat fuck.
Have you ever seen the meme? It's like somebody, he's like holding the gun and it's like...
Time for one last trip to Flavortown.
As Guy Fieri puts the pistol in his mouth.
Well, he puts barbecue sauce on the bullet.
Yeah.
I really love the reversed clips of Guy Fieri eating like noodles and shit.
Oh yeah, where it comes.
You guys need to see the Djibouti Dubs version of.
Ooh.
Anyway,
that's a name I haven't heard in a
okay,
while.
Okay, so number two.
My number three. Number three sandwich is the compliment sandwich. It's where I say something nice about you.
That's so fucking funny, man.
I was going to see how metaphysical any of us would get with sandwiches, and I was surprised that it was Matt.
And then I give you something to work on, and then I finish with a compliment.
That's some corporate shit. Oh, man. Tam's just tickled by that one.
That's a good fucking joke.
I'm starting to laugh because Tam's laughing.
Okay, what number two?
No, oh, that wasn't my real number three.
Okay, got it.
That's such a good fucking...
I didn't even write that one down. That came in my head during Guy Fieri's Big Fuck Off Food Palooza.
I got the giggle factory over here today.
I'm just having a good time on this podcast.
Number three,
harsh my vibe.
Number three would be a hot ham sandwich.
Ooh, oh, yeah. I like it. Like throw that shit in a panini press or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
What sort of cheese are you slapping on that? Ham and Swiss?
I don't like cheese that much.
Okay,
so just ham and bread? Would you use like
ham,
any like
tomato?
Mustard? Tomato, okay.
Tomato would go on that too.
I'm not a hot tomato man.
Yeah, tomato's kind of a few and far between with me.
sometimes lettuce. I don't know. Sometimes ham and lettuce just don't mix for me.
Yeah, especially if you're warming it up.
Lettuce feels like a turkey thing for me.
Yeah.
When I get ham, I'm kind of in a meat mood when I get ham. I don't want any veggies between me and my meat.
That's fair. That's fair.
Except tomatoes, because God, I love tomatoes.
Well, that's
tomatoes
fruit.
Are hype.
Oh. Bing. Bing.
Then why are they on VeggieTales, huh? Tell me that. Why are they on VeggieTales?
There's grapes on VeggieTales too. No one's bitching about them.
They're vegetables.
Pa grape.
They're on VeggieTales. I don't know anything about VeggieTales except there's like a cucumber and a tomato.
Yeah, they fuck.
And pa grape.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, pulled pork sandwich. Made that this week.
Oh, nice. That's good one.
That's good. That's real good.
I had that with barbecue sauce and sriracha.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Okay.
Sriracha. I actually had.
All right. Number.
You look like you were going for a harmonica there.
Oh, I'm waiting for the reveal on number one.
Number one, it's a sandwich we've heard before.
The compliments?
No, not the compliments sandwich.
It's a burger again! Get ready for another 10-minute tirade in a burger town.
No, actually, this is where I make my stance that a hot dog is a sandwich. Because I love hot dogs. No, it's not.
Oh, okay. I was like, we're going to
get I do love hot dogs, though, man. I can go for a good hot dog.
Nathan's hot dog?
No, Hebrew National. The BLT.
BLT. I dig it.
Without mayo. No mayo.
With no mayo.
No mayo on the BLT.
Do you replace it with like ranch or something?
No.
Do you just like, it's just dry?
Straight up BLT.
What fucking world do you put ranch on a BLT?
Tomatoes
it's a fucking salad.
Tomatoes aren't
point.
Dry. They're juicy.
Lick my nuts.
Yeah. I mean, there is enough juice in there.
Lettuce. Tomato.
I don't,
bacon,
I definitely don't put sun-dried tomatoes on it.
Yeah.
It's a salad.
Although when Tam was talking about the buffalo chicken sandwich, it really made me thinking of the chicken ranch wrap.
Yeah, I made sure to exclude wraps from this.
I know.
Altogether.
I was like, I thought about it at first. I was like, ooh,
that's
very good. But
why I had to make that clarification at the beginning of like,
it has
what
to go
goes on a hamburger bun.
It's got
to
be. It can't be on a tortilla.
All right, guys. So to sandwich this and put a cap on it. We're going to go into Skylar's bottom five.
I got to say, this segment did end up being better than I thought it would be.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It started slow, but we got there.
Right. In the future, I don't know if food segments are probably the best thing for this podcast.
Okay.
But you guys did make it really funny. Yeah. That's a compliment sandwich.
Yeah. I think.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think top three, maybe. Maybe next time, top three.
I think top threes are totally fun.
Yeah,
I'm down for top threes of just random ass shit. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That sounds hype as fuck.
Top three dicks.
What are your worst?
One of us is gonna get left out, guys.
That would clearly
it's
be
gonna make one of us. Or we're all three amazing friends and we all pick each other.
not dicks. Ourselves. We have low self esteem.
We're the best friends ever.
dicks thick like a gold brick.
Okay, guys. So my best of the worst. And stay with me, guys. We're all still friends here.
Okay.
Sloppy Joe's.
I'll agree.
As a sandwich, Sloppy Joe's, not a good sandwich.
No, I agree.
Because they're sloppy. Mm. It barely can... Either you get a bad Sloppy Joe that you can pick up and eat like a regular sandwich, or you get what's called a good Sloppy Joe, where you have to eat it with a fork and knife. That's a bad sandwich.
Now, see,
It's an okay dish. I just don't think, as far as sandwiches go, it's polar opposite of Cubano.
And even if you get like the world's most perfect Sloppy Joe... You are on a timer.
Yeah.
The bread is going to just dissolve. And so you can't have a conversation. You've got 4 minutes and 23 seconds to finish your entire sandwich.
That's why you get those THICC buns.
I hear you, but you must not have the acidic Sloppy Joe juice that my mom makes.
It's eating through the plate.
Yeah. Just eat faster,
fucking
honey.
Gone.
Also, you have to fucking pick up the rest of your spaghetti sauce chili that you left on the fucking plate because there's no way if it's a good Sloppy Joe, you're not getting it all in sandwich form.
And mom doesn't want you to dirty up a fork because you're having sandwich nights. You got to pick it up with your hands like a caveman.
It's like, get off the plate. Okay. Number four for me. Kind of cut from the same cloth. Meatball sandwiches. Here's my issue. I'm fine with meatball subs. They're an okay thing to exist. As far as a sandwich goes, It's hard to maintain a sphere inside of two planes and press those planes together.
I think it solely depends on the quality of bread that you have. If you can smush the bread and have it wrap around like an anus around beads, it'll work perfect for you.
Yeah, sure.
But if your anus is too...
tear.
I get it.
I have an idea.
But that's a risk you must take.
But there's no...
Just like with anal beads.
But there's not... It's very hard for you to get an even distribution of meat, sauce, and toppings all in a meatball sandwich.
That's the best point you brought up. I don't think you should send the bread for it doing its best. I think the issue is as you're holding it, if a singular meatball falls out of your sandwich, the end of your meatball sub is going to be abysmal.
Yeah, you got
it's the worst part of your day.
Anus at the end of your sandwich, and it's going to let out some others.
It's totally. It's like
it's
ice.
When you cut one fart at church, and you're like, "Fuck, I know another one's coming. I've broken the seal."
I'm thinking you take two pieces of bread and you put the stuff in the middle and you kind of fold it over. And then you thread a needle with a noodle.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
And you noodle sew that thing shut.
Oh, shit. That sounds really cool, actually.
That sounds like a pain in the ass handle.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like something I'd pay an extra $2 for at a restaurant. Yeah.
Okay. And then number three.
I'm not doing it.
Number three for me on the bottom. Well, actually, 3 through 1. Open face sandwiches. They're so bad they get 3 slots. Open face sandwiches aren't sandwiches.
It's toast.
Sandwiches require you to sandwich a thing. The verb sandwich is to put two things and push something else together. And open face sandwiches do not do that.
Now I hear what you're saying, but what if? No, this is crazy. You make a sandwich out of a singular slice of bread.
And you fold it over?
And you fold it over. It doesn't now magically transform into a sandwich like said hot dog bun, like said hoagie bun.
Sure, but it's not open face.
Okay, that's fine.
It's, if anything, you could call that a closed face sandwich, which that doesn't exist.
It's redundant.
Yeah, that's just a sandwich.
But if you have to specify that something's an open face sandwich, it's like saying like, oh, this is a, I don't know, a fucking fruitless fruit salad. You're removing the thing that makes it a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised none of us went off on lettuce wraps.
I love lettuce wraps.
No.
Oh, I refuse. Witches?
No. You like them that much?
I mean,
I could do a lettuce wrap. I'm just surprised no one had the, sandwiches need bread opinion.
I agree so much so that I didn't even think lettuce wraps existed in my brain.
Ah.
They don't exist until some asshole brings them up.
Because, I mean, they don't necessarily have to be... Matt. "Quote unquote wraps," you know, you just get a big piece of lettuce, you put the meat and another piece of lettuce right on top, and then you just.
No, yeah, I get it. Fuck that noise.
I did come up with a new number one sandwich while Skylar was talking. Mm. It's actually a pizza, with a smaller pizza folded inside of it,
like a cowsception.
You know, like as if you were using one piece of bread
sandwich.
As if you were using one piece of bread. But you just kind of folded the other pizza inside of it.
I do eat my pizzas 2 slices at a time.
And then afterwards you feel regret for about 3 days.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
It just sits in your small intestine.
Yeah.
I think one of my biggest gripes with all my lower sandwiches versus all my higher sandwiches is I have a really big beard. So all of those lower sandwiches are just going to be like, I need to take a shower afterwards. To get it all out of my beard. Yeah.
And as a man with a mustache, I actually clear off crumbs and stuff before it enters my mouth.
Yeah.
So they all end up on the plate.
Right.
Yeah.
It's doing its job.
By the way,
point.
I'm finally shaving this mustache today.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Andy was finally here to say it and said nothing.
Yeah, he said nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Make sure you give yourself a Hitler before you shave it all the way off.
Absolutely not.
And then post it on social media.
Yeah.
Double
knot. I'm pretty sure Snapchat has one of those Third Reich filters.
Okay, guys. We are about 45 minutes into this podcast.
I love it. This is good conversation.
It was a conversation.
So let's go into gaming news.
I love it.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more.
I need it!
This is gaming news.
All right. I got a bunch of shit here, so let's let's jog through these stories like I did last week.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that.
Oh,
we got time.
No,
you remember
what happened when I said jog last week?
Oh, yeah.
We fucking crawled through the stories.
Yeah, it's chill. 2-hour podcast. Let's go.
Minecraft.
It was goof heavy, though.
Minecraft Dungeons is a dungeon crawler spinoff for 4 players.
Cool. Diablo Minecraft. Go.
No, don't. Stop right now, Andy.
I like these rapid fires.
Fuck that. This isn't news. There's no journalistic integrity. They could read them themselves. They're here for our opinions and laughter.
Diablo Minecraft?
Diablo Minecraft.
Minecraft Dungeons is coming in 2019.
Nice. Are they going to have different classes, or is this just going to be like everyone's quote-unquote adventurer?
Steve.
I've given you all the information I have.
Oh, man.
They should do a Minecraft
this is the shortest article
Battle Royale.
Ever.
Well, it's only an announcement. So
oh, okay.
I don't know what else to give you.
Yeah, okay. I want a necromancer that only does pigs.
What?
Fortnite. Yeah,
pigs are a common mob in Minecraft.
Fortnite is getting crossplay on PS4. By the way, they're getting pandas in Minecraft. Fortnite is getting crossplay on PS4.
Nice.
And to clarify, it's crossplay with Switch and Xbox One.
So not PC.
They already have it with PC and mobile.
This is such a big deal. This is a very big deal. Because of how much PlayStation has dug their heels in.
I know, they really have.
Finally released. Like, I saw a beautiful advertisement that had Xbox and Switch. And they made an advertisement that said play together on each of their things. And then I saw somebody added the PlayStation one on the side that said, okay, fine. Play together. Okay, fine. Whatever.
So, I seem to remember there was some sort of hiccup where there was cross-platform play in Fortnite for just a little bit. And the only reason people noticed was because Xbox lets you include spaces in your name.
Yeah.
There's underscores in the PlayStation name. And that was the only way people could figure out that there was a glitch in the servers to allow people to cross-play.
Oh, yeah. There was like
something
brief
happened
moment.
Briefly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we coded that wrong.
Yeah.
And oh, no. We swear. You can't play Fortnite crossplay PS4. It's not possible.
Sony was just doing the hey, we have the most consoles. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, we don't
stand. You need us.
Yeah. We don't need to play. We're gonna play with our own ball, and that's just like it's not in the spirit of gaming, honestly.
I know Microsoft's been they've been like the bro of gaming lately.
Oh, hey.
They've done some sweet cool stuff.
It's because they're losing. Second place is always the people's champ.
That is true. Sony last generation. Shit.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
And Nintendo is always the child's champ. Yeah, you said, home run. No, I'm just fucking. Sony is ending online service for a few high-profile PS3 titles.
Oh, wow.
Warhawk, Twisted Metal, and PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale.
Warhawk? Holy shit,
that game was still going.
Yeah, that game came out in like 2007.
Warhawk is the only one that will be truly affected, as the game is an online-only experience.
Aww.
Though it does feature a LAN option, so if you want to get your buddies together for a little Warhawk. So,
holy shit!
I've never played Warhawk.
Okay, so Warhawk was this PvP kind of fighting game where everyone was in planes, and it was one of the release titles, I believe, for the PS3?
No, it came out like 6 months or so after.
It was Upside Down World of Tanks.
Yeah, basically. Huh.
So
it was cool.
I remember that they were like really hyping the six-axis motion controls with that.
It was trash.
And oh my god, it was unplayable. You would just barely move, like tilt your controller, and you'd start doing like loop-de-loops and shit, and you'd lose all control of your fucking plane.
That's really funny.
That game is how I got my first Bluetooth headset, because I bought like the game. It came with like an extra controller, a Bluetooth headset, and the game. Hmm. Because I was like, I'm gonna talk to people online. I ain't fucking talk to people online.
Yeah, nobody else has a headset, and the people who do are assholes.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur 6 Open Beta is now out for the PS4 and Xbox One.
I saw something that there's a character that you have to pay for that when the game comes out, but she's in the beta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds like PUBG's temporary items.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you can get a taste of this guy. Oh, you liked it? Oh, you're going to have to pay for it.
I mean, it's good marketing.
That I guess I didn't think of it that way.
It's good marketing if you're the fucking marketing guy, but if you're the consumer, you're like, I'm only the consumer, so
I'm also only the consumer, but trying to be empathetic to a company that has to produce this big fuck off game and pay a bunch of employees. I'm put the fucking harmonica down, Scott.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like there's plenty of trials that like to possibly upgrade. And if you don't want to pay the service, if that character's not worth it, then you're not going to pay the money. I think that's totally fair.
Right, but I feel like people are going to play it and be like, "Oh, I love this character," and then they're going to feel duped when the game itself comes out.
You only feel duped if you're not informed, which is why we have a international podcast.
True. The download is only 2 gigabytes.
Oh wow!
Only 2 gigabytes for all them jiggle physics.
Wow, that's really big or small.
No, that's small.
Depending. That's so small.
Speaking of downloads, Red Dead Redemption 2. might take up more than 100 gigabytes of space.
Oh, holy shit. They've hit it. No. Who
What's
is
all
it?
Those horse testicle physics?
Star Citizen. That game's almost 96 gigs.
Jeez.
Ark is like 120 gigabytes.
Yeah, if you add all the DLC.
Ark is nuts, man.
Are you guys excited for Red Dead?
Hmm?
Are you
excited
for
Red Dead? Sorry.
I enjoyed the first one.
Yeah?
The first one? The first Red Dead Redemption?
Not Red Dead Revolver.
Okay.
I enjoyed Red Dead
Redemption. I was going to say, there was Red Dead Revolver, which was not very good.
Yeah, no, I didn't play
That's
Revolver.
That's why I never played any of the other games, because I played that one.
Oh.
I was like,
Well, Red Dead Redemption, that was definitely a word of mouth for me, because like they're like, this is the sequel to Red Dead Revolver, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, but that game sucked.
But Red Dead Redemption was awesome.
But Redemption was very good.
Have you ever wanted to play 50 Cent Bulletproof?
2?
Yeah.
But so like sell me on it. It's just like Grand Theft Auto horses?
It's Grand Theft Auto in the Wild West.
Okay.
The Wild West is a very unique setting though.
Okay.
Like just the fun of it, you know, and some of the things now in Red Dead Redemption are maybe not as unique as they were when the first one came out. Like hunting and skinning animals to create other crafts. Like the Far Cry games have played that out to death.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the first Red Dead Redemption was extremely story rich. It was definitely a game that you just wanted to continue to get to the next part.
Yeah.
So if Red Dead Redemption 2 can continue that, I'm sure it would be great. If it's not that story rich, it'll probably just kind of be like a Wild West shootout.
Okay.
But it was fun online. I would run full speed with my horse up to a cliff and then shoot it in the head and I would fly off the end of the cliff.
The game, Rockstar.
It usually didn't turn out great for
them. Rockstar is amazing at world building. That is like their thing.
Okay.
And so they can create like an amazing world. And horse testicles shrink if it's cold outside.
That's so awesome.
And
that's the extra gigs. It's right there.
Realism.
Also,
realistic.
Immersion. And also in Rockstar fashion, the online will not be available for 2 weeks after release.
Gotta get used to the game first before people start killing each other.
See, I really enjoyed that part when Grand Theft Auto 5 first came out. I was like, oh, sweet, I don't have to worry about online.
You know,
I could beat the game.
I wouldn't say I enjoyed it, but I wasn't really that butthurt.
No, but
it did take me about 2 weeks to beat the game, so.
Yeah, but if they're gonna turn this into Grand Theft Auto Online,
it's gonna be a
West,
fucking mess.
Yeah, I don't care.
Sea of Thieves is getting a new region to explore. The Forsaken Shores.
Oh, so the game can get cool again for about a week and then just die off.
So, Andy, we did. I'm not sure. Probably didn't listen to last episode.
He doesn't much care for the podcast.
No, yeah. I'm just on it.
Okay,
I'm on it for the titties.
Yeah, we did shit talk you, and there was an idea that was brought up last week, which was I would love to play Sea of Thieves or some other 4-person type of co-op.
I brought up Guns of Icarus.
Yeah. Where specifically Sea of Thieves, where I would be the boat captain and strictly speak in nautical terms and then assign you all like real jobs, like bosun, mate, quartermaster.
And we just kind of have to guess what those jobs are.
Yeah.
All right. There is that.
You know, like foist the mainsail, avast foisty mainsail, come there, about.
There is that.
It's fair play. Come about
it's
fair
like
play.
Skull and Bones or something coming out for the next gens. So that's supposed to be pretty realistic.
Yeah, I just think that we could have a fun, probably entertaining experience that we could probably offer to viewers where it's just like one sailor and then a bunch of people who are like, what the fuck is port? I can't ever remember. But Tam knows.
Those 3 months. Those 3 months that you're at your parents. Save up for a PlayStation.
I am, actually.
Okay.
Cool. I'm that's gonna be one of my first purchases because I need to play Spider-Man or I'm gonna die.
Spider-Man!
Don't say a fucking word.
I want to play the shit out of that.
That's my name is Saul Spider-Man.
Saul Spider-Man.
That game is fucking amazing.
As soon as I
National hot dogs.
As soon as I get back from Nationals, it's gonna be my first purchase.
A free update available now for Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Dude, I'm so that game's so sick. Android 17.
Android 17 and cooler.
Yeah,
cooler.
And a new stage and some spoopy Halloween content.
Ooh. Oh man.
I do
Android 17 looks sick.
Android 17 is the man. Do it for him.
The Halloween and Christmas time for online games or games, because they'll always
GTA Online Christmas is pretty cool.
Yeah, the snowballs and everything.
Snowballs and it's all snowy.
I love all the
gamers. Yeah, RuneScape started it.
Dude,
RuneScape Mobile, October 30th.
I'm so fucking amped.
I know.
God damn it. I'm going to eat all of my data playing that. That and Pokemon Go. I'm going to be a child. No one can contact me via text and phone call because I'm going to be too busy playing video games on my phone like a baby.
I can't wait for RuneScape Classic.
Hey, guess which game got a Battle Royale mod?
Hold on.
Fortnite. Minesweeper.
Fortnite, Battle Royale.
Halo.
Minesweeper.
Little Big Planet.
The Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda. Okay, nobody got it.
It was a Minesweeper.
It's Doom.
Oh,
I saw a picture of this mod.
The mod Doom Royale with cheese.
That was going to be my third guess. My second guess was Space Cadet Pinball.
I was thinking Commander Keen Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Oh damn. It's going way back.
The mod's goal is to eventually allow 64 players to square off in that legendary double barrel shotgun Battle Royale mode to see who is the best Doom player of them all.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. I love what people do with Doom.
Smash boss Masahiro Sakurai says, don't expect too many more Super Smash Bros. Ultimate reveals. You can't fool us twice. You said that before, and we got a bunch of shit.
Definitely did.
Doesn't it come out in December?
December 7th.
Oh, okay. So that's not that
Switch
far.
By then. God, fuck.
That's not that far away.
This weekend?
It's crazy how I have to get both a PlayStation 4 and a Switch.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
This weekend, I'm going to be able to play Super Mario Party at Stefan's place.
Yeah?
Does he have enough controllers?
Yeah, he has enough controllers. Cool. He's got 4. It looks like there's a lot of motion controls in that game.
So, Jack, I know I asked you last week, have we had any update on anything Xbox is doing this holiday season? Like, anything at all?
Oh, I think I'm 99% positive I brought something up last week, and now I can't remember what it was.
Do you mean like sales?
I think you brought up some stuff that was coming out like next spring.
Oh, are you talking about like game releases?
Game, yeah.
Oh,
games
Forza
or anything.
4 just came out, I think.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's something. I mean, it's not like there has to be something. No game company as big as Xbox is not going to release something during the holiday season. In fact, they're doing one of those Xbox events.
Tomb Raider?
Like,
that came out, and that was multi-plat.
They're having an event in Mexico City in November.
Is it for Tomb Raider?
No, it's not for Tomb Raider. Oh, yeah. It's just an Xbox event. You go there and be Xbox. Just Cause 4 launches December 4th. PS4, PC, and Xbox One. The villain is Rico's rival from Just Cause 3.
Huh.
The
new person. It's a new person. New person.
Oh, okay.
But she is known as the rival of Rico.
Neat. I'm sure she doesn't appreciate being labeled as such.
I am excited for when that game comes out and you get 15 frames per second and then they have to patch in the rest of the frames.
Oh yeah, I love it when it's like a fucking slideshow.
The Walking Dead 3 final season has been purged from digital storefronts.
Oh shit. That's just getting worse.
Telltale Games has fulfilled its promise to release episode 2 of The Walking Dead final season. Anyone that didn't already grab a pre-order won't be able to purchase it. On nearly every digital storefront, the final season of Telltale's Walking Dead has been delisted at the request of the company.
Wow. It's still kind of a shit show.
That is a major shit show.
Guys, I'm looking at Xbox, and, like, a lot of their shit isn't, no, there's not a whole lot coming out this
yeah, holiday season. I'm looking, too, and the only thing I can find that's Xbox exclusive is Forza.
Yeah.
Everything else
which
is multi-platform.
I know we don't like Forza, but
I know it's got a huge
Forza
following.
Sells like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Be on the lookout for this hot holiday item from Xbox One. Coming October 23rd, Nickelodeon Kart Racers.
Neat. Xbox One will support mouse and keep...
It was your mom's glasses.
Oh, okay.
They're unbroken.
Thanks for breaking my mom's glasses. Xbox One will support mouse and keyboard, but not every game will partake.
Oh, sorry.
Xbox One, you can plug in mouse and keyboard.
I read Red Dead Redemption right as you said mouse and keyboard, so I was like,
It's up to the developers to decide whether or not they want to support mouse and keyboard. But they say most wired and wireless USB keyboards and mice will work with Xbox One.
That's really
That's
cool.
What they did for the holiday season.
There you go.
That's it.
I know that they've been having an issue with people like mouse and keyboarding for like Overwatch and other like fairly competitive FPSs.
They might do what PUBG Mobile does and put you in a different lobby.
Yeah, that's what Fortnite does too. If it recognizes it, it puts you in different lobbies.
Well, so PlayStation just doesn't let you do it, and I know it's Overwatch itself that doesn't let you do it, but you can buy like workarounds for like $40 or $50 to do it, but then you have a risk of like being banned.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense because like you're not necessarily breaking the rules and nothing's illegal is what you're doing, but
you do have a competitive advantage with the keyboard and mouse.
Oh, definitely. It's I guess it's just not like technically against the rules.
If you're gonna play with the keyboard and mouse, just buy it for PC.
I know.
It's like and I know what they're doing. They're good with keyboard and mouse and it's quicker than a fucking controller, so they want to get those sweet ranks.
Yeah. Dude, hey, shot. Boom, hey, shot.
Nintendo will hold on to your Switch cloud saves for 6 months after you unsubscribe.
That's nice, because wasn't it originally, it was classic. Like, once you didn't subscribe, they were gone? I thought that's... Or maybe
I don't think that was
confirmed.
The case. That's what the people were worried about.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 6 months is totally fair.
Yeah, that does give you a big enough window to resubscribe and save them and stuff.
Hey, the newest Pokemon on the block is Meltan. We talked about this last week.
Nutto?
You called him Nutto.
Was this a Pokemon exclusively for
Pokemon Go? Yeah, it's never been out for any of the other games or anything.
Is it coming out with that EV one?
Pokemon Go.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Is it part of that? Is it like a promotional for that?
I have no idea.
As far as I know, I've only seen it as part of the current mobile game.
You want to know the crazy thing, Andy? No one fucking knows.
It's crazy. I like it.
It says that Pokemon Go will be integrated with Let's Go, but we already knew that.
Yeah.
Meltan is the Hexnut Pokemon
of the
Steel variety.
Sweet. I do know that you can like bring on, I think it's like up to 1,000 Pokemon from Pokemon Go to Pokemon Let's Go.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which is totally rad. Another game I'm going to need to get. Fuck. God damn it, Nintendo.
Is that the one that's supposed to be the full-on like Pokemon game on a console?
Yeah.
Sweet.
What I love is you can take Pokemon and have like any one of them out following you around, and they're all like size relative. So if you have like a giant fucking Onix following you around, it's fucking huge and impractical.
The bigger the Pokemon, the more processor it needs. So you're walking around with a Snorlax, and your Switch is getting really hot.
It's gonna be perfect. God, I want a Switch. But yeah, it's I really love the connectivity between those two platforms. I'm super interested to see what's going on with Meltan, because if this will set a precedent that no one's ever really seen with bringing just one Pokemon to a totally new, like to a game that's already been out for a while, like this
DLC
is a very,
Pokemon.
Exactly, it's a very interesting situation that we're seeing with that, and it'd be super cool if they started incorporating like other new concepts.
I agree with you, but I kind of disagree with you because it's kind of what they did with Togepi in the anime as well.
I mean,
like there's that, and everybody just fucking fell in love with Togepi. I'm not sure if people will fall in love with Nutto.
Yeah,
but,
faceless fucking eyeball with a nut.
Yeah, But I actually think it's just a small teaser that another Pokemon game is coming, probably on handheld.
Yeah. I mean, there hasn't really been any big announcements for Pokemon outside of Pokemon Let's Go.
Either that, or they're going to ditch handhelds altogether, and they're just going to throw after they get caught up with all the generations, they're going to launch the next generation Pokemon is going to be on
Pokemon Go
and then on Switch, respectively.
I do like how they're doing it now, where it's like monthly. It's been rotating through generations, is what it sounds like they're going to try to do. So it's a little easier for you to fill up your Pokedex. Like, this month, which is coming to a close, has all been Kanto region Pokemon. So.
And I need some more Poliwag, because I almost have a Politoed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, if you need one, I caught one in Amsterdam, so that's definitely going to be lucky.
Nice. Nice. All right, guys, I have three stories for news.
Okay. All right.
So let's go break into these here.
From all around the world.
Oh, great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
Colorado thieves break into pot dispensary and get out with oregano.
What?
That's so funny.
See, what they did, the mistake they made is they stole the displays.
Oh, man.
The displays didn't have weed in them. They had oregano in them.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that they broke in, like, the back room, and then they saw, like, this golden baggie sitting on top of a single light over it, just like, it's the Grail.
And there it is.
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark style, where they're just, like, fucking taking that one.
And they're like weighing a bag of Cheetos in their right hand, so it's the same weight.
Yeah. Eat some more, Fred. Switch it. Eat some more.
Yeah.
So at the credit union that I'm working at now, they talk to us all about, like, what to do if you get robbed and whatever. And we have, like, bait money.
Was it to spray blood out of your eyes?
Yes.
Like the horned toad?
Right. Well, that was the second line of defense.
Ah, okay.
We have bait money, so we've got just, like, bills we're not supposed to hand out because they're marked. So I was wondering if, like, at the dispensary they had, like, bait weed that was just oregano. Like, oh no, you're getting robbed. Let me pull it out of this drawer.
Just lace it with, like, the worst possible shit.
Psychotropic, man.
A spooky skull-like death comet asteroid to zip past Earth just after Halloween.
Yeah, the Halloween asteroid. It looks like a skull.
Ooh. Asteroid, officially named 2015 TB-145. Great name.
Wow, really rolls off the tongue.
Has also been called the Great Pumpkin by NASA.
Oh.
Because of its Halloween flyby 3 years ago. Well, it's coming by again.
Sweet.
And this time, it's on a collision course. Dun, dun,
it's
dun.
It's out for blood.
We need to train miners or drillers to be astronauts.
Good call. How old are they?
Send them. 46.
Okay.
Six Flags St. Louis challenges you to stay in a coffin for 30 hours.
Do you win anything?
You win $300.
For how long?
30 hours.
30?
Yeah.
30.
Wow.
30 hours. $300. Now, it's not as intimidating as you might think. You get a 6-minute bathroom break every hour. Oh. You get meals, snacks, drinks. And to top it all off, phone charging stations will be available, which means you can theoretically watch Netflix.
Oh, well then.
I could fucking.
Yeah.
I could, like, do that.
Yeah.
That's like my Navy time. I slept in a rack that was. They were called coffin racks.
Huh. All right. Well, then that's not as bad.
Yeah. You get up, you go to the bathroom, you have some snacks, you watch some movies, you can live stream it.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hour
People
17.
Send you tips.
Make that Twitch money.
Yeah, make that Twitch money.
Guys, they didn't give me a bathroom break this hour, so I pooped the coffin. I'm gonna go offline for a little bit.
Here's the problem, though. If more than one person succeeds, they're going to raffle the $300 to one person.
Oh.
So you might not win the $300.
Fuck that. Paid meals? Are they paying for the meals, or do you have to buy this from a fucking concession?
No, they're providing the meals.
Oh, there you go. So it's like a day and a half of fucking free meals.
It's like a free trial of being dead.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But with more Netflix.
I took a nap. I watched some movies. I ate. That's a fucking weekend for me, bro.
I have bed sores now, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'd be about that.
Yeah.
I'd be all about that, even to just be in a raffle.
No.
Just to be in a raffle.
No, if I'd lay in a competition, I better win prizes.
I'd lay in a coffin for 30 hours just to take part of that sweet, sweet
I'm sure
raffle.
There's probably some sort of participation reward.
Yeah, it's the food.
I slept in a condom.
Yeah, you probably get like a probably get like one of those
shirt. That was a t. I pulled on my shirt. This is an audio medium.
I'm thinking that you get one of those stickers, like the I voted stickers. Yeah. It just said I slept in a coffin for 30 hours in Eureka, Missouri. At Six Flags St. Louis.
No one
they provided food and drinks. The sticker's huge.
No one else wanted to sleep in the coffin because they pooped in it.
That's how you win, boys. You stink it up. Chemical warfare.
Soil yourself.
Now, they do mention the 2x7-foot coffin as slightly used.
I'm still down.
What?
It's fine.
We got these coffins from North Carolina when the flooding happened.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
So that'll do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. Yes, Tam, you have a question?
You texted this morning, and we don't have to get into it on the podcast if you don't want to. You just tell me no. What happened with Elon Musk? I thought we were going to talk about it today.
I didn't
look at anything because I thought we were going to talk about it.
Elon Musk was he was tweeting about taking his company private on Twitter, which he really wasn't allowed to do, and he wasn't going to do in the first place. And then the SEC was looking into him, and they found out that he opened his stock price when he took the company public at $420 because that's the weed number.
Okay.
And it turns out that they basically said that he defrauded investors because it wasn't worth that amount. He only chose that amount because he thought his girlfriend would find it funny.
Oh.
Wait, did she?
There is no report.
Man.
And so it was not worth 420
It was not worth 420 a share.
Okay.
But he chose that because he thought it was funny.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right, I guess.
That's about it. So he has to step down as a chairman. He remains CEO and he has to pay 20 or
Tesla pays $20 million and he, Elon pays $20 million.
So total of $40 million to the SEC.
Wow.
And they're going to use that money to like pay back the investors that got defrauded.
Yeah. So that'll do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast.
I was also kind of bummed that we didn't talk about
what now?
Paul Gosar. We talked about it post podcast, but how he got his asshole melted open by
his siblings did melt that asshole.
Yeah. It was a hoot and a half. If anyone has listened this far through sandwiches and news stories, check out Paul Gosar's fucking commercial. Oh boy.
It's
they
good
just
stuff.
Rip right into that ass.
They do. They really do. So that'll do it for this episode. Andy, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So that'll do it for this
Matt,
episode.
Matt, have a good week.
Thanks. So that'll do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo. Go fuck yourself.
Oh man.
Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Email us your nudes, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. We are the protectors. Also, if you make a sandwich
what
this week.
What now, Matt?
If you make a sandwich this week, email us a picture of your sandwich.
Oh, we'd love that.
Or tweet it.
Or tweet it to us. You know what? You can even put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
In fact, Tam, what's your address? I'll have him mail it to you.
I don't know. I don't know my address. Where do I live?
And find us on YouTube, Three Hit Combo Podcast. So, for Skylar, Tam, and Andy, this is Matt signing out.